this will be my third time conducting the Nutcracker for the Bangor Symphony. In fact, I had never conducted the entire Nutcracker until I came to Bangor. Surprisingly, it's something that one assumes that every conductor does, but I had just never encountered the entire ballet. I had done the suites for holiday concerts, but it was so great to be able to crack open the score and learn the entire work, which is absolutely stunning.
Nice pun, by the way.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that was well done. Well done. So,
thank you.
When we think about the Nutcracker, it's such a iconic piece of Christmas music. But I'm wondering, does it change when you have that visual component of the actual dance? Does it change the way you approach a work and how you conduct a work?
Anytime an orchestra works with another entity, be it a soloist or a dance group or a choir, at that point we are in collaboration and we are serving the overall picture. The dancers prepare for these performances and they're used to particular tempi. It would not be fair for me to suddenly foist upon them the tempo that I think should be there for the music. Tchaikovsky was very specific in the kinds of pieces that he wrote and their expectations of what dance motions go along with those pieces. So even though it might sound like it needs to be faster or slower, the dance rules, and my job is to accompany. I'll tell you a little story, if I might. I was brought in to conduct Swan Lake, and this was the Matthew Bourne version of Swan Lake that was done on Broadway for 6 months, and we did it in Los Angeles for a multi-week run. I was supposed to have an opportunity to conduct one of the previews, but it ended up that I didn't. So, and I had never set foot in front of the orchestra at all until third week in. Okay, Lucas, you're on. So I knew the music very well, but I had never actually conducted. And suddenly I'm in charge of a 2.5-hour show. But afterwards, the manager of the dance company came to me and she said, Maestro, the corps would... They have a request that if you could perhaps conduct a little slower next time. Your performance was 4 minutes faster than Maestro Frame's, and it's a little more difficult. So my adrenaline had definitely gotten a hold of me. In our upcoming Nutcracker performances, I've had a chance to work with the Robinson Ballet now for 2 seasons, and I'm familiar and comfortable with the tempi that they need and expect, and so my job is to serve the dance and therefore serve the storytelling and the drama and communicate the story.
What do you think it is about this piece that has made it such a standard? I know people who never go into a concert hall except to see the Nutcracker.
There are some things that transcend the unfortunate moniker of classical music. I just had an opportunity to conduct the full movie of Star Wars, A New Hope. So it's orchestra on stage with the whole film. And people are watching the film and loving the movie, of course, and hearing music that they had never heard before, because it's normally, and when you watch it, you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't know that John Williams had written so much music, because it's turned down so low under the sound effects and the dialogue. But there it is, front and center. And what happened in 1977 is that an album of orchestral music became a mega seller. Orchestral music. It went beyond the fact that it was just orchestra music, it's classical music, but it was because it was tied to another media. In this case, the music that Tchaikovsky wrote for the Nutcracker, it's beyond him as a composer, it's as a classical composer, the event, the icon, the imagery, the story, that is what people celebrate when they come to see the Nutcracker. I would venture a guess that most people aren't coming to because, oh, I really love the that particular movement of the Tchaikovsky classical ballet, but they're coming because they want to see the theater. They're hearing great music. I mean, frankly, the fact that we have a full ballet company with a children's chorus, the Bangor Area Children's Choir, and the Bangor Symphony in the pit, many productions these days are done of the Nutcracker with a tape, and that's a crying shame. Here we have a full symphony orchestra in performance doing the Nutcracker, so you get the best of both worlds.